So here's an interesting story. Let me make sure I get it right, because this is actually written up about Rav Amital's father-in-law. Rav Amital married Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer's granddaughter. So his father-in-law's name was Rav Tzvi Yehuda Meltzer. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Meltzer helped him conceive of Hesder when Rav Amital was thinking about the yeshiva, what Hesder should look like. He would talk a lot to his father-in-law. So anyways, at one point, Rav Amital told us the story, let me get this right, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Meltzer went to the dentist, and the dentist wanted to give him anesthesia before he drilled or filling or whatever he was performing. So Tzvi Yehuda, Raphael Meltzer, Rav Amital's father-in-law, refused to take anesthesia, even though it caused him pain. Why? Because pain, and this is scientifically proven, pain is not a feeling. Pain is psychological. If you have a second of pain, it doesn't hurt you. Pain is because there's a duration, because you remember how much it hurt you in the past, and that weighs on you. You anticipated hurting you in the future, that weighs on you. If I just gave you a second of pain, it would feel like a pinch, or it would feel like when your foot falls asleep, those little tingling needles, because you know it's going away. This has been scientifically spoken about, the pain. Many people feel animals don't really feel pain. Even though they yelp and they screech, those are just instinctive responses. But if you don't have memory and anticipation, it's hard to feel pain. I remember learning about this when I was around your age. And then like that Friday, my mom asked me to go bring pizza for the family. So I was bringing pizza out of the pizza stove. It was boiling and my hands were burning. And as soon as I got to the car, a second or two before, it stopped hurting. So no, this is exactly what I studied, because I anticipated that the pain would end once I got to the car and brought the pizza into the car. So he said that since pain, Rav Meltzer says, since pain is memory and anticipation and fear that all builds up, then it's a chisaron in your emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because fear and emunah Hashem don't reside. So you only have to be afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not of anything else, not even of fear. You shouldn't be afraid of fear. Okay, so I'm not recommending this practice. When you go to a dentist, please feel free to take anesthesia. But one of the traits that I think Rav Amital taught us is the trait of courage. Now, courage some people describe as the suppression of fear. That's not altogether true. Courage sometimes is suppressing fear. Sometimes courage is also operating under the influence of fear. You can eliminate fear sometimes, but are you paralyzed and crippled by it? Are you able to supersede it and work effectively even when you feel fear? And to me, Rav Amital was the most courageous person that I ever met. And I'll tell you how I think the courage expressed itself in his life and how I think I try to implement it in my life. But I think, and Rav Amital never put these two together, nor did I ever hear anyone else put them together. This is my own observation. When he would tell stories about the Holocaust, he had several near-death experiences, two or three, where basically it was over and the SS guard had caught them and the gun was put to his head. And to a degree, once you go through those experiences, everything else is small change and everything else is trivial. And I think that to a degree that created a very courageous person. Obviously, what was important is that Rav Amital pitched or cast courage, the ability to overcome fear, the ability to operate under fear, as part of your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if you really fear Hashem and you fear Hashemayim, that can't cohere with the fear of anything else. Yir Hashemayim means you fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you fear nothing else. And anytime you fear other things, then at some level, again, it's tolerable, everyone has their emotions, but at some level, that's a chisaron in your Hashemayim. Now, how should you use courage? What things scare you? When do you employ this tool? So obviously the first level is events in life. They could be major tragic events, traumatic events like the Holocaust. It could be relationships in life that you're afraid to pursue or you feel that are difficult, any predicaments, challenges, and any part that life, the outside world, the external world, throws a lot in your way that frightens you, and you have to be careful that you respond with courage, and that courage is driven by the fact that you're not afraid of anything but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second thing which could cause fear is other people, not other events in life, but other people. And there could be social pressures, and not to respond, not to cave to social pressures, not to succumb to social pressures. If you feel that you want to fulfill the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you feel there's just a lot of people who are denying you and frightening you, Rav Amital would always quote the pasuk in Devarim, Lo Sagur Mipnei Ish, one of his favorite pasukim. So Lo Sagur Mipnei Ish is stated in the context of a dayan. Don't be afraid of an influential or powerful person, but you should indict them and adjudicate or process the case, even though that person has spheres of influence. But Rav Amital would quote the pasuk in a more general sense. Lo Sagur Mipnei Ish is always a mitzvah. Because if you're Sagur Mipnei Ish, then you're not as fearful of a Kodesh Baruch Hu as you could be. So it's not just with life's predicaments, but it's also human beings, their opinions, social pressures that will in some ways crimp your ability to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then finally, sometimes the scariest predicament that requires courage is not events that happen in this world that frighten you, or not just people's opinions that could shrink your freedom and your choice, but internally, the courage to make change in your life, the courage to be something else, the courage to, I tell a lot of people, there are three steps to real change in life: honesty, courage, and commitment. You have to have the honesty to look at yourself in the mirror. You have to have the courage to actually say, I want to be a different person, and the commitment to see it through and to execute. A lot of people have the courage, they want to be a different person, and it lasts about a day. And then 2 days later, all their commitments begin to shrivel. So you need those three stages, but certainly at middle stage of courage, it takes a lot of courage to change who you are, because it's the unknown. Anytime you're facing the unknown, it's very frightening. So it's not a typical trait that you'd read about in Sefer Musar, but it's a trait that Rav Amital reflected, spoke about in his stories, and was able to associate with Yirat Shamayim, that if you're afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you have Yirat Shamayim, in all of its details and variations, and you're not really afraid. You should be less fearful of life. Okay? Have a good week, everyone. Who's leaving this week? When are you leaving?
Wednesday.
Monday.
Monday night. I was gonna ask, is there a good time for us to meet?
Sure. Today may be tight, because today we're actually having a meeting. Very interesting.